You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is number crunching time in Lansing at today's revenue estimating conference, where officials figure out how much money will be available before they firm up the state budget for 2017-2018. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta is here with us. Rick, this seems like kind of the not-so-glamorous nitty-gritty work of running the state. What actually goes on at this revenue estimating conference?
I'll push back a little bit on that, Cindy. It is actually kind of glamorous if you are a policy, a government nerd. And, you know, corporate boards actually pay good money to assemble this kind of talent to come in and talk to them about what's going on in the state and the national economies, what's happening with housing, with the auto industry, what's happening with revenue and tax collections, what are we seeing in terms of people's buying habits, what's happening with employment and underemployment, and things like that. And so what happens is experts, mostly economists, come in and talk about all those things. Also, legislative budget experts come in and talk about what they see happening with the state revenue picture, what's happening with the income tax, what's happening with sales taxes, with business taxes, and how much the state's going to come in. And then what happens is all of those recommendations and all of that data go into the hopper, and the chiefs of the House Fiscal Agency, the Senate Fiscal Agency, and these are nonpartisan agencies, sort of the legislature's versions of the Congressional Budget Office, and the state treasury, and they come up with a number. And then, well, we can hear from State Budget Director Al Pasholka what happens next.
Kind of gives us a roadmap to complete the budget. That's what I'm, you know, I'm not the architect, I'm the carpenter. So I'm trying to get the budget done in June. I think this gives us a good roadmap to get the budget done in early June.
So what kind of projections did we hear today, Rick?
Some good news and some not so good news. That the bad news is the general fund, which is sort of the state's main checkbook. That's where the legislature has most of its discretionary money, money that's not mandated by law or the Constitution to be used for something, or federal funds that are earmarked for a particular purpose. That the general fund, the discretionary fund, is about $290 million short of what they were expecting when they started out. And that matters in part because you might remember from our reporting that we've talked about how Republicans in the legislature have been shaving down Governor Snyder's budget proposal in order to come up with money to maybe do something regarding teacher pensions or an income tax cut or rebate, things like that. And this makes it that much less possible. However, on the flip side, we have seen the other big fund that legislators control, the school aid fund. Well, that has about $340 million more than they expected. And so that is, as we head into June and the hope of getting the budget done by then, some sticky political fights in Lansing.
Yes. Do we know why the number is down for the general fund revenues?
It's all about which revenue streams are feeding which bank account, either the general fund or the school aid fund. And so income taxes were not as robust as was expected. Business taxes, at least some of them, were kind of flat. And so that meant that even though there was a little bit of growth, it wasn't as much growth as they were expecting back in January, right about the time that Governor Snyder was preparing his budget proposal. Sales taxes doing better than expected, and so that money goes into the school aid fund, and so that's why we're seeing more than expected there.
Might we see lawmakers try to shift some of that school aid fund revenue over to the general fund, and how would that be received?
It absolutely sets up a fight, one that has persisted throughout the Snyder administration, on raiding the school aid fund for universities. And that this is something that, while it's allowed under the state constitution, before Governor Snyder, it really wasn't done. And a lot of legislators and certainly school officials have been trying to block that in different ways. So we will see, no doubt, a fight over using school aid money for universities instead of taking that from the general fund.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. As always, Rick, thanks so much.
As always, it's a pleasure.